Much of the focus has been on preventing the invasive carp from moving from the Mississippi River system into Lake Michigan. John Goss is Asian Carp Director for the White House Council on Environmental Quality. He says the newest underwater electric barrier in a canal west of Chicago recently went back up closer to full strength.
We have increased the operating level of the electric barrier, and we think that it is up to a level that it will definitely stop all fish from passing through.
Goss says crews continue to sample for Asian carp above the electric barrier, and commercial anglers are trying to harvest more carp in the Illinois River. He says federal budget negotiators have kept the money coming for the Asian carp effort. The funds are likely to pay for some new efforts in Illinois this spring, including more testing of a gun that blasts a stream of water underwater.
We hope we can use them to herd fish and to stop fish from moving upriver.
Goss says scientists will be looking to see if the blasted water harms native fish or structures like docks. While inlets to Lake Michigan have been a key battleground, a new federal study says Lake Erie and some rivers flowing into it would offer ideal habitat for Asian carp. The National Wildlife Federation says the report should prompt federal officials to move forward on building a physical barrier to separate the Great Lakes and Mississippi River basins. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.